review the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented from our last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We just want to make sure that everyone knows that Commissioner Bousman will not be joining us today. He had surgery yesterday. He's recuperating, doing well, and we wish him well in his healing. We're ready to go to work, Butch.
I got some calls for the industrial site road. They want to know if we're going to sell some culverts. So I didn't know. I hadn't really thought about
it. Is that for the approaches?
Well, we took out a bunch of culverts on the industrial site road, so approaches included. But I didn't know if you guys want to do a sale this fall. Mm-hmm. Maybe we ought to.
If you've got some other things.
And see if we got it organized good enough to put it up would be the first thing, I guess. And then we could just.
Why don't you let us know? Yeah. How's that?
Told him I wasn't sure. So.
Okay.
John Lynn called me about the Metal Lake Road. Wanted to know if we would take it over. It's been two or three times we've talked about it. It's one of them Forest Service roads or BLM roads that I'm not positive we have an easement on that one, but I would guess we do. We do most of the others.
What road is it?
Oh, the one going up the backside of Boulder Lake.
Right up to John's place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
I told him I'd bring it up. We brought it up before, but we weren't taking any more roads. It's one of the reasons that nothing ever happened. He would just like a little better service than what he's getting off the BLM.
Wouldn't we all?
Yes. Oh, no, man, gee whiz, you took the words out of my mouth. Okay.
Threw it out there.
All right. Thank you.
And then I got a call on Rudy out there. Wants to know if we'd fix his river also, since we're doing these other jobs.
Who's that?
Parvacini, it's
old Rudy.
Benny's person place. It's washing out just like the rest of everybody on the Green River.
Gotcha.
So
who assesses that and sees that it's a real?
I told him to call the Corps and see if they wouldn't do something. That would probably be his first step. Not sure who. And if they take it over, then we're stuck with it. Otherwise, they fix it themselves. If it's along the road right away, like we did Vickery's and McGinnis's, that's us, because it's getting into our easement.
Yeah. Does Rudy's get into our easement? Is it anywhere near our? Okay.
No, it's out on the creek, but we do have a dike right there that Steve James's ditch is on, which is Miller's land, but.
But we have no easements or anything.
No, that's part of the core, though, that we have that. And Billy's hauled some rocks in there before. He's going to get some more hauled in there. We got some rock work to do there, waiting on permits again.
Okay.
Same way with got a little more to do at Baird's. And I think you got Vickery's pretty well done.
Vickery's done. Brian Gray showed up. He was happy, so.
And Butch, that work on 351, that was from the highway department's.
Down there by Jones?
Yeah.
I don't know who done all that. Well, the one by the bridge.
Yeah, by the bridge. Yeah.
So that dike on down past Jones' house, that was, I don't know who done that. Soil conservation. They tried to get the county to do it a few years ago and we bailed on it. Didn't do it. And it washed.
Yeah, it did.
Right there.
Yeah.
I'm up at Fremont digging rocks along the right of way on the forest and getting them out of the way so we can put in that snow catcher where that bad drift is on that one bad corner. It's ending up to be quite a few rocks. So we got a wall going up there. You may hear about it and you may want to smooth it over if you can.
Okay. That's why we're here.
We didn't give them much notice.
Okay.
But I'm sure they know now.
Yeah. Well, so far, no comments.
I guess that's it for me.
Okay. Mike?
Just to give you guys an update on a couple projects on the industrial site. Since the last meeting, they've got all the crush base done from the industrial site to the transfer station road. They're finishing right now the last dig outs from the highway to the transfer station, this short section. Both cattle guards have been set, or not set. The second cattle guard in has got a foundation, so that's been poured, it's curing. And then they're planning, if weather cooperates, for backfilling to set both the cattle guards by the end of the week, and have the pit run in place too. It's pretty soggy out there today, so we'll see how that goes. But after they get the pit run down, they'll be crushed base and then start to prep for asphalt. So.
Good.
Hopefully we get some warmer weather for those operations.
Yeah.
Also, talked to Darren on that crack, the crack sealing project. The old paint is done, and there's some remaining crack sealing to be done. They're just waiting for a good window, nice weather in October to do that. So that's where that project is at currently.
Okay.
What about the crushing?
Where we're at with getting the bids out.
Yeah.
I've got the drawings ready to go as far as how we're going to lay out the pits, or develop the pits, and we haven't got anything out to contractors yet at this time.
When do you expect we'll do that?
We can get them out either late this week or early next.
Is there going to be a time frame on that in terms of them being able to supply the product?
I would have to check with Mark on that. He's at a doctor's appointment today, so I'll check with Mark and email you guys.
Mark went and looked at him. He thought he'd have them ready today, but that core pit, you only crush in the winter because it's got stems. So. Mm-hmm.
It's the only pit we got with. A private pit we got.
Yes.
We got some.
There's an eagle, so you can only crush in the winter.
Kill him. Dead.
Well, that may be the contract.
End of ships.
Yeah. Might be. Might be in the contract. Might be in the bid.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
You know, I really appreciate the fact that we can joke about this in front of you and know it's not going to hit the newspaper.
I didn't understand it.
Awesome.
Do with the biologists.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I guess the sooner the better on that crushing stuff.
You bet.
Okay. That's good. Anything else, Mike?
No, that's all I had.
Okay.
Update, unless you have any questions.
I got one. Did you put a spec on that gravel?
I'll check Mark.
Because I talked with Mark about it.
He was
thinking we weren't getting, but I said, yeah, I want a spec on it.
We just weren't got it, like on the Cora, because it's the other two, Cotton and Horsepick, we said we wanted a spec.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, just understanding this, every pit is different, so every pit specs will be different.
The spec can be the same, it's getting there from the pit.
Okay.
Core is a real clean pit, so you'd have to probably add to...
Yeah, you might, and we're going to have to go smaller on one of the rock. Pit. Yeah.
Now, the core pit, that's the one right in front of, we went through it, am I correct?
Going up to Hobbs.
Going up to Hobbs, okay.
But it's a good pit, and we always need clean material, so. And the other ones are dirtier, you know, there's more binder. So, but you got to screen a little more.
How much do you think's left in that core pit?
We hit garbage where I put that pit, you know, on the side. We hit some garbage there, but we're not sure of the circle around. It used to be a big old cone, as I remember, when I was a young guy. And it was a garbage strip. And then the county got it turned somehow.
Ended up, I think, ownership. I turned it on.
But it was on the Kitchen's property, is what I remember.
I'm not sure which.
Anyway, it was always called the Kitchen Pit, and everybody dumped there.
But it's still enough to be operable for a while.
Yeah, yeah, we can go around that edge if we have to. We can go down in the flats, but we kind of talked about this before, that if Hobbs wanted to beat us out of it, after we get some of the gravel out of there, it might be an opportunity for the county to acquire another pit for that pit or something for it to cover the cost of another pit. So you could end up with more pit, maybe with minerals. We've had these tips dropped on that pit by the Game and Fish, putting a little leverage on them, but the BLM won't acknowledge it and said no, because
right. Okay. Anything else, Mike?
No.
Can you
go ahead?
How's 4-H going?
4-H, oh yeah, sorry, got some other projects, spaced them. 4-H building is substantially complete. There's still some crush base that needs to be installed between the valley pan and the building. But the valley pan's in. They're just going to adjust a couple of the gutter drains just to so that they're not flowing either on the handicap ramp, or there's one on the south end of the building. Those are the only items remaining on that particular project. The fairgrounds patch is complete. That involved where the sinkhole was around the manhole, so that's been paved and valley pan is poured, so it looks good. It's complete. And the Marbleton Clinic over here has been completed too. It's working good. There's a small piece of concrete at the end of the valley pan on the south end was originally cracked, and we're looking at using some of the money out of the force account to replace some of that island curb right there, just so the transition of the flow off the parking lot ends up making it to the valley pan. And we're working with the concrete contractor through Teletractors to look at that for us. But the asphalt's done, valley pan's in, so that's where we're at with that project. So I submitted those. They got pay requests in. I submitted those to Andre and Tina, because both Jay and Andre had to approve that voucher, so that's in the works.
Very good. Anything else, Butch, Billy? Anything?
Landfill?
Yeah, we can go into landfill now if you like.
Okay.
See you, Butch.
Butch.
Hold on, Butch.
Start with the transfer station. Everything's going pretty good up there. We got approved to burn every Tuesday, so that's working real good. So we're doing that. Got our piles pretty much cleaned up there. I'm getting a lot of calls. I mean, I've had three over the weekend about the C&D. We don't let trailers or anything go up there, and people are not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talked with Ryan.
Okay.
He didn't think it's going to affect the price of him hauling anymore if we did. We used to, the way it used to be is we did no bigger than 20 yards.
Right.
I don't know if you guys want to, I mean, Saturday, I had a lady, first she was mad about the road because there was no signage to get there. So she called me about that, and she called me back because they refused her load. She had a little trailer. Then she got over to Piney, and of course they were closed.
Storm.
And I had the same thing on Friday. And so I had three calls Friday and Saturday, just over that. Totally, I've been marking them down. I've had 12 calls in the last 2 weeks about the C&D. So I don't know what you guys think about
that. You tell us, Billy.
I talked with Ryan. I actually like it a little better because when they dump it up there, then we're already kind of Ryan's sortment.
Yeah.
So right now we're getting a bunch of garbage and stuff in our C&D. This would stop that. I think it actually help us.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want big, big containers and stuff, but 20 yards, just your average gooseneck trailer and stuff like that, I don't see where it's going to cost us any more money.
Okay.
I think it'll actually help us.
Do you want to put a limit?
Yeah.
What would you put as a
limit? I mean, you don't want anything bigger than 20 yard roll offs, and then, I would do, no bigger than, like a 20 foot trailer.
Gooseneck.
Yeah.
And this is for the transfer station?
For the transfer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it, I think
just me thinking, tell me, let's say we have a contractor that has roll offs.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to bring five a day, or they should be able to, that don't seem logical to me. You know what I mean? If they're all under 20 yards, they should take them.
On, if he's
going to tear down a house or something,
exactly. No,
they shouldn't be able to take him here.
So
I don't know how you'll address that.
Well,
things don't always
apply. I think that would be cost prohibitive for somebody to bring 20. He'd just put it in a large rig and bring it over.
Yeah,
but your roll offs are 20 yards, aren't they?
There's
big bigger.
There's 40s and 60s.
So I just worry.
20s are the smallest. Okay. And I think if they were, and we could address that. I mean, if a guy started coming, then the scale has to really good. Peggy and Sally call me like on anything that they're not sure to let in. Another thing, and I've talked to him a little bit, and he's the Pickeroo Scott Corwin. He's the wood chips he's bringing, they don't burn. They're green, and they just sit there and smolder. So, which is no big deal, but, he brings them for free, and I'll get to that on the pricing and stuff, but I told him eventually there's probably going to be a price for it, because we're just now hauling them over to the C&D because they just sit there, and Mrs. Etchberry didn't like them just smoldering like that and stuff, so we just quit burning them. That's the only thing I had. I don't know why Ron really quit. No one really knows. Ryan didn't know why he quit taking it, but people get
very upset.
I've had phone calls to you.
So have I.
Yeah.
So we don't know why. The previous administration did a lot of things, so we'll just move on.
So I just wanted to see if you guys...
I'd say go ahead and set the policy, Bill.
Okay.
What works for you.
Okay. And
that sounds great to us.
Great. Transfer station, or the landfill over here, we had a fire. It was operator error.
Okay.
Instead of using a separate loader, we were burning. They took the loader. It was the day we had our meeting. And one of the operators went and pushed up the pile and then went back into the bale house and it ignited.
Gotcha.
Fire extinguisher, everything. It worked the way it was supposed to, but we're still down because we haven't got the system recharged and stuff. But other than that, there was no damage to the building or anything.
Good.
So we're having to take everything to Luceville right now. The road's real muddy, so we can't blade today, so we're hauling pit run in there to try to get the trucks. We had some trucks stuck up there this morning.
Gotcha.
So we're fixing the road and stuff. To get on the rates, the last couple weeks, I gave Doc some stuff. I reached out to about 12 different places and got their rates all around us.
Mm-hmm.
I put together a rate sheet. I'll pass them out. I'll show you the old one. A lot of the old one just didn't make no sense to me.
Okay.
We don't charge for a lot of stuff, and it to me it was just, it's kind of crazy. And in that note, like the pallets, Dennis Trucking brings 2 semi loads, 7 ton of pallets twice a month. We don't charge him anything.
Hmm.
The day I was there, it took our guys an hour just to get it off the truck. Yeah. And it took him probably 2.5 hours to sort them. And
yep.
He didn't
pay anything.
And then they have to burn them.
And then we have to burn them. Yep. And then some we can't burn.
Right.
To me, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I went through all these. I just thought, we could change them. My idea on the rates was, like the tires. We got a real kind of a touchy deal there. We can't get rid of them. To get rid of them is about 200-210 a ton. Mm-hmm. And, if you compare to everybody else, we're way cheap on all our rates.
Yeah.
Compared to everybody else in the state. And I know, like, on these rate, I know we can't change them. I know people, Ryan, Idens, I've talked to all of them. And Billy Grantson, they're like, oh, God, we can't. And I get that. But I was thinking maybe we could go up, like, January 1st of 2019, and advertise it, give them that much time to know. And then all the landfills I talked to said they raise their rates every 3 years. So people are aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I came up with. The tires, I think we ought to go up on. I think we ought to, tell people we're going to go up January 1st.
Mm-hmm. This year? 18?
This year. Tires, we're going to have to. We're kind of in violation because we're over our limit on tires. And if we haul them, and right now, we're trying to figure out if we can bury them. But there's a lot of weird stuff with burying. It's like a permit. They only give you 30 years. Not saying that.
Yeah, then are you going to dig them up and move them?
Yeah, I said, none of us really have to worry about it, but I don't know if you want to bury them knowing in 30 years that they can make you.
Yeah.
And our idea was to put them in the bottom of the C&D pit. Well, he wouldn't want to do that. So we're waiting on stuff like that.
Okay.
The best right now is probably haul them off, but the tires we got there, you're probably talking $60,000-$70,000 to get rid of them. Here's the rates.
Is that something we need to just bite the bullet on?
The tires?
Yeah.
This is what I came up with. I don't know if there's. And like I said. And then here's the old ones, the old rates. Okay. And you can see the difference where we just weren't charging. I've talked to pretty much not all of the guys hauling garbage and stuff in there, but most of them, and they were very happy. They thought we were right. They actually thought we were still off the low. But I figured this is a good place to start, and if we raise our rates every 3 years or whatever, we get up to par.
And Billy, the tires you're talking about changing January 2018, but these other rates wouldn't go into effect until 2019.
Right. And that was, I talked with Biden and McGuire and all of them, they just said that, you know, they, when we raised the rates last time, you know, it just, it was, they would like to be able to have enough time to let people know that they're going to go up with, you know, with the raise and stuff.
We had so many things we didn't charge about. It's amazing that people weren't bringing us their trash from elsewhere.
Well, like tires. I mean, talking
tires, to some, batteries.
Yeah.
Tires came for free. Tires can come for free.
Yeah, and well, and then talking to other places, they were like, if we knew Selma County only charged us for tires, we'd be sending tires, you know, from other counties.
They'd be trucking them.
Yeah.
You know what's weird with batteries? You take them to Baumgartner's, they'll give you $12 a piece.
I know, but we got tons of them up there.
Baumgartner will give you $12.
That's what I heard.
I'll start taking them to Baumgartner.
Yeah, I heard them.
Go to the dump and
pull them over. Grab a couple.
And that's a lot of that and batteries. Is just people don't know that stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of parks houses, normally they won't give you anything for them, but they'll take them.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you go get a new set of tires, they charge you a $20 dump fee,
mm-hmm.
period.
Yeah.
The tire place.
If you look at down there in the tires, we're still way low, but I know you can't go to, I mean, compared to everybody else, that's still way low, but I figured we'd start there.
We need to try to start at least at break even.
If you read down there, if we went up every year, the next,
okay. Our scale fee stays the same.
Yeah, I thought about, you know, because the average is $5, but, you know, everybody's paying $7, and I really haven't, talking to people, some people are kind of, you know, iffy, but most people are like, yeah, you know. Where we were really bad, and what I didn't understand is on the C&D and the MSW waste. I mean, I don't understand. There's no difference in either one of them, so why not just charge the same? Because right now, they don't know what to charge. You'll go through both scales. Sometimes you charge 25, sometimes you charge 35. It makes no sense. I mean, it's the same manpower at both pits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't see this being a real problem for our commercial outfits.
No, and all the ones I talked to said they're charging more than that right now to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And they just asked. They asked if we could give them a full 2 or 3 years before we did it. And I said, I was thinking maybe till, like I said, 2019, and advertise it, and there should be no complaints.
Start now with the tires, or start first the year with the tires. That's fine.
What are the possibilities that we get the tires out of there however we can? Like you said, they've got to be shipped out.
Yeah.
Try to find the money to be able to do that, to start, to get us out of violation, and to start from there. I don't know.
Well, you're going to find out about burial and all that other stuff.
Just
you're still
kind of
searching
on
that.
I mean, we can Salt Lake will take him, and I can't get him to totally give me something in writing on the price. He told me that, you know, it wouldn't be more than 210, but probably around 200. But he said when we got closer to figure out if we got to haul him down there, then he'd give me something in writing, but that's where he's at right now.
Well, as far as the regulation goes, we pretty much know that it's a 30-year limit on that stuff for burying it, don't we?
Yeah.
So we're still faced with that,
and
regardless.
To bury him, you know, realistically, we're going to have to
cut him up.
Yeah. And,
you know, I'd like to see us go ahead and get rid of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think burying is going to be the option for the future.
And then, you know, once we get it on the tires, then, you know, then it's going to be a break-even thing. You know, it ain't going to cost the county. Right now, it's going to cost us because we've just been taking them for basically nothing.
Okay. Can you add that to your list, Mary, of recouping some money?
There's your tool. There it is.
Tell him.
I said no!
I
just this.
There goes our new Suburban.
Okay, you know, I'm all for that. I think that's logical, and it's not going to hurt the average dumper, and it's not going to hurt the commercial guys.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, for the general public, are pallets free?
Right now, yeah. I changed that with this new rate.
So if I go tomorrow, I'm okay.
You're good. Okay. Yeah.
Go get some pallets.
I gotta get some hay put up on pallets. Yeah. As much as water as last year.
Yeah. Okay. I think we proceed forward with that. Okay. Like you presented, Phil. That looks good.
Good job, Billy. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You bet.
Yep.
Let us know if you get any pushback from any of the commercial guys.
Okay. Yeah. And like I said, I've been reaching out to them. Okay. And we're still weighing it, and they all agree.
And we're still subsidizing it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So that's good. All right. Very good. All right. Anything else? That it?
That's it. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Billy.
You got it.
See you, Billy.
See you guys.
Mary, do you have some business for us while
I
we're
do.
A little ahead of schedule?
I do. Some little stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
See you.
Well, yeah.
I haven't got a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
The logic has been for the last 20 years. Did it just start? Or,
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm just lucky we have Billy.
Oh, I probably should have given you. So the commission, you guys received a letter from a guy by the name of William Nacy, and it's basically a complaint about the sheriff's office.
Okay. I didn't receive that.
Well, you did.
Well, we just got
it.
Oh,
I have it.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I didn't make copies of it for you because I think maybe that Casey will talk to you about that during.
Well, why don't we hold that until Casey gets
here? Yeah.
And we'll talk with that in front of him.
Something that you probably should know is going on. I know a few weeks ago there was a deal in the paper about what water's costing
mm-hmm.
the school district, that type of thing. So I had Sid over from the library, and you can't believe what the library's paying for water.
Subway yeah. Center had the same concern.
Yeah. I'm not really seeing it on our bills so much. Mm-hmm. Our water usage is up some because we've been watering grass and stuff like that. But the library for the month of, let's see, this must be for the month of August. The month of August was $856.
For the month?
Yes.
This goes back to the fire and sheriffs that we're providing.
And then this month is $927. $900 for water at the library. And I'm like...
Yeah.
So.
And Sid told me, he said, I have $2,100 budgeted for water for the full year.
Yeah. So he's
and he's already spent
anything.
It in 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know, the water deal, if that's, just tuck that away, I guess.
Okay, that needs to be part of our discussion.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
it comes.
That's the mayor's biggest pet peeve, we're double dipping the taxpayers.
Well, the
he
water
says that
things...
to me all the time, well, you're doing it too.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I have one abatement. is the Town of Pinedale's law enforcement contract.
Okay.
With $10 attached.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss that in the fall.
So the discussion is this. Yeah. I talked with Casey first part of August. It was like before the eclipse. And I think you guys need to meet with Casey and talk about law enforcement and these contracts. And then we need to have a discussion with the towns. But you need to talk with Casey first before we go to a meeting.
Right.
I've already been approached by one of the towns wanting to know what we're going to start charging them for law enforcement. And I'm like, well, you just signed a contract that said we aren't charging you anything for this year. But I think we want to look at reducing costs first and then go from there.
Yep. So. And we're in this contract until next
budget. Yeah, till
next budget.
June 30th. But we need to discuss it.
We've said this every year for 4 years.
Yeah.
That we're going to be discussing this, so we need to make it happen.
We're the only county in the state that doesn't have municipal law enforcement?
That's right.
Yes. We are the only ones that pay for all of law enforcement and all of fire.
Yeah.
But on that note, we're doing it cheaper than any other county in the state.
Well, we're doing it better.
Yeah.
We are.
So we don't want to screw that up, but we need to recoup it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially if we're paying $900 a month
water bills
for one facility.
They could work with us.
So can you imagine what the whole county is paying for its water?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking probably $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting the ice on right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. So the ice rink's water bill is going to be huge.
Yeah. I might need your pocket knife.
Okay. As a business.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
As a business, I haven't seen my water rates go up yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Well, see, and that's what I thought was interesting because I was looking at the county properties.
Yeah.
And kind of what the hit was with that. And we're up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, you would expect that. We're watering. Yeah. We've got grass and stuff like that that we're watering. And
but one facility
and he hasn't got that much water usage when you compare it to the courthouse.
500% increase.
Yeah, when you compare what I'm paying for the courthouse, because I've got a lot. I mean, we've got a full block, we've got a lot of grass.
Don't we water the shelter park? Is that our water? Is that us or is that city?
No, that's ours because they're out in the county. Shelter Park is in the county. So,
yeah,
so it's on a well.
That's going to be interesting to watch, too.
No, that's on a well.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, so that's not. Yeah. But see, that's, and so it's, you know, you think about our properties that are out there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, filling fire trucks. Are we getting metered on the water that goes into the fire trucks?
No, we addressed that a year and a half ago, something like that, and they donate the water to the fire trucks and the fire station there.
Good deal.
They started out, they were going to charge us, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I have the TANF grant.
Oh, okay.
And let me look here and see how much stuff we've got to sign. I think it's probably...
And we already approved Robin to proceed with this grant. So
yeah, well, this is the grant's been approved. This is just the contract
this
now.
This is the contract now. We probably better accept this contract by motion then.
I'll make a motion that we accept the contract with Department of Family Services in Suffolk County.
I'll second.
Has been moved and seconded that we accept the contract between Wyoming Department of Family Services and Suffolk County. TANF grant contract as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The rest of this stuff is just paperwork. I don't see any place else you gotta sign.
Just the one place?
Yeah, just that one. Okay.
Thanks.
If you'll recall during our budget, or not our budget, but when we set the mill levies, the first meeting in August, where we set all the levies for all the districts, and we had the High Meadow Water District, who was, had not, they had some issues with the notice that they'd made for their budget, but part of that was because of, they had been, they'd received a grant, or a loan rather, from Water Development to do their, they, you know, did the proposal for a water project. High Meadow Ranch is out in Bargerville. And they were required to have their payback funding in place to be able to accept that grant. So they basically had to amend their budget. They had to have another public hearing. They had their public hearing last Thursday, the 14th. The budget passed. Everything is good. On our end of that, we had approved that tentatively when you guys set the levies. And then when the tax notices were made, Roxana held the tax notices until we'd had the hearing. So they will be receiving their tax notices probably this week. The guys are in that district. So we kind of printed on the come with them and then held them up.
Okay.
But everything is good
you
now.
Got it all
we operated tentatively until that time. You guys did approve, gave tentative approval. So we're all good, but I just wanted you to know that they've had their hearing. The levies and the assessments that we scheduled are good. And they're compliant with the requirements of their loan. So.
Okay, excellent.
All done.
Perfect.
And this is a short day. I haven't got anything else for you. The other stuff I have awesome. Comes with the agenda. So. Awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys need a break before we go with Shad?
Might as well.
Mary, do you have a spare copy of the rates?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Give me this,
Andy filed them.
Let me put it out of, take it out of my file.
I think I have
that. What were you looking at, the one before?
The one that says what they're being charged?
This is the current one.
That's okay. The current.
Yeah.
Current.
Yeah. You can have that.
Okay. I'm going to go visit with Billy on Thursday, I think, and maybe get a photo of the tires and such. It sounds to me like just the right thing. You guys are starting. People are probably taking advantage of the county.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, by Billy doing what he's doing, he's kind of working himself into a full-time position here. I think he got it figured out, I hope.
You don't need the phone, do you?
He's doing a good job for us.
Okay.
We don't
undo it. Because
okay. What's in the TANF grant? How much is that?
So the TANF grant.
Is that temporary assistance for needy families?
Yes.
Yep, that's it.
You got it. And what was the amount on that? Again?
Oh, yeah, I just stuffed it back in the envelope, you guys.
I know. I didn't.
It's like 50 grand, but let me give you the real number.
Is there a local contribution there for that?
You don't have to match it. It's exactly 50,000.
Do they say how many families they serve, or that's just to
well, we have four. On? We have four agencies that it funds.
Yeah.
Is it four? SAFE is one.
Is that SAFV?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Home-based Family Services, which is administered through High Country Behavioral Health. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Family Tree.
Okay. Home-based family services is administered through High Country
Behavioral Health.
Okay.
They're the local counseling service.
You know, it's very interesting to me, for me to hear, to be here in Wyoming. I hear you guys have a crisis with the funding sort of dwindling from coal, but man, you guys have done a whole lot with your mineral wealth.
Oh, yeah.
To fund stuff. And
yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's sort of like things that are neglected, and at least in other states where I've lived, have not been neglected here to the same degree.
You know, it's kind of like you get an opportunity. It's that once-in-a-lifetime kind of an opportunity.
Yeah.
And the commissioners have realized that now is the 50-year fix on our infrastructure, basically. We better get it fixed up while we can.
Yeah. I mean,
because it was built back in the 20s and 30s, and, you know, now it's that old, and we need to go in and get ready for the next 50 or 60 or 80 years or whatever.
Yeah. I like this logo for Big Piney because, to me, it says the whole
thing. Oh, yeah.
The
it's
whole
their
thing
whole
is,
story.
Yeah. Cattle and...
Yeah.
Cattle
oil
and, minerals.
And ag and minerals, yep.
And a mountain range on either side.
Yep.
Thanks, Mary.
Hey, you're welcome.
You guys, you have everything in a row for these guys. And runs pretty smoothly.
I heard the cats. Thanks.
Welcome to Big Piney.
Thank you.
It's snowing out there.
Was it? I thought there was a flake coming in
as
I was getting out.
Yeah, getting ready to snow.
You know, I really like this logo. To me, this tells the whole story of this place.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's really smart way they designed that.
Yeah, it's the Garden Beyond the Tetons is what I call it.
Are you from Big Piney?
No. No, I came from Nebraska.
Oh, I'm from South Dakota. So whereabouts in Nebraska?
Crawford.
Okay. Is that in the Sand Hills?
It's really right on the edge.
Okay.
It's straight south of Rapid City.
Okay.
Hot Springs, and then you come across the line and Crawford's right there.
So that would be close to Toadstool.
Absolutely, Toadstool Park. Yes.
That's a favorite place for my wife and my kids, and I stopped there, I would say, probably about four times. Yep. And we feel like it's our secret.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, it's kind of off the beaten path. It's advertised a little bit, but it's been there for a long time.
Yeah. What's nice about it is they encourage you to get off the trail and
look around
some of those landforms. Yeah. I think that because of the U.S. Geological Survey and not the National Park Service, they're not as freaked out about that. And it's, for our kids anyway, it was like, this is what the Badlands are like.
Yeah, and it is the Badlands.
Yeah,
we've lived here for going on 41 years.
I see. Yeah, I love that corner of Nebraska. I still feel like a complete stranger here. I don't know my way around. I love the people and I love the place. It's a,
it'll take a while. Yeah. It'll take a while. A lot of things going on here, though.
Yeah, sure are.
There really are. This is one of the things about most of the people in the county. Everybody's busy doing their own thing, whether it be fishing, hunting, recreating, or working. And they have no clue what's going on. I didn't until I got behind the curtain, so to speak, what happens.
Tom, you're from one of those old families here?
Mm-hmm.
Six generations?
My kids will be fifth. My kids are fifth.
I see. I keep hearing that from people. I'm fourth generation.
It's like a status.
Yep. I've been here for 25 years, but I'm still not a native.
No,
and you never will.
No, I never will be. My kids are because they were born here.
Met that Barbara Boyce, and she came when she was six. And she talked as though she's still not quite accepted.
Yeah, yeah.
7 years old, whatever.
Yeah.
My mother and her are sisters.
I see. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Literally sisters?
Yes.
Oh. Cool. She's a fine woman.
Who's your mother's sister?
Barbara Boyce.
Oh, right. Yeah. Barbara's awesome.
Now, did she come to the commissioner's meeting? Was she the lady that told us to kick kicking the can down the road?
Yeah, kicking the can down the road.
Yep. I thought you had a good answer for her, Andy. Every action you do, you have a chance to better the county.
That's what we do every day. Yeah, Barbara's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of history here. Just look at these log buildings and airplanes, you know, pioneer.
Yep. That's some hardy pioneer stock that came here and homesteaded. Holy cow.
Yeah, they had to be.
Gee whiz.
I think the winters were worse back then, too.
I think so.
In my life, they tapered, so and they I can't imagine what they were before.
And they didn't have the amenities that we have.
Oh, no. When you had to go saw ice for your guy's house. Man, that wasn't that long ago when you think about it.
Right.
You guys want me to bring a chair up?
Yeah, come on up. Sure.
Great information. Makes a difference. We always try to get as much information out in the public fire prevention as we can. Hmm.
You can just go through them.
Not very much.
Was it 35 or something? Oh, that was a lot of fun. Heather's birthday party. We went to the old steel swim pool.
Oh, out in Boulder?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Who owns that now?
Underwood.
Okay.
All that Underwood used to be Buck, and all that Buck passed away.
Okay. Yeah.
Her daughter is the one, the secretary for the school.
Even though it was a 4-year term.
Right. Yeah. God, I don't know. Where is that?
You know where the Knowles camp is? On the Air Force Station?
Above the Air Force Station, yeah.
You just right there before the Air Force Station, that there's a hot spring over there.
Yeah.
And I was there when I was their age. This is the second time I've been, it wasn't that warm.
wasn't that warm.
No. No, the kids didn't notice, but I'm like, I'm not getting in.
He's had a great time. Kelsey and Ashton.
And they've got it fixed up really nice.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
that's awesome. Wow, they do, don't they?
They got it fixed up really nice.
that was anything.
No, no, anytime. But I even asked him, like, did it used to be warmer? She goes, that is how thin the wheel. And I'm like, I think it's more of an artesian well, not a hot spring.
Yeah, right, right.
So it's a concrete pool. How is that? Is it? How's it heated? Is there
just warm water coming in?
Wow,
from natural. I would say the water was probably. Oh, body temperature. But by the time it filled that huge pool,
yeah,
it dropped quite a bit.
It does. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Well, that's scary.
The kids have all.
It always been windy. We can call them to the anomaly that the one of them that they have it out.
It's got brain.
Yeah. He'll never fit in then.
All right.
Round home.
We'll reconvene here. And Shad, it's all yours, buddy.
Okay. This is a brief monthly county fire wardens report. There's not really have any new business, but working through the process, we did get the new roof put on the fire station, so and it does leak.
Perfect.
So we contacted the contractor. They got over right away. They fixed it. Well, they said they fixed it yesterday or Sunday, and today with the rain, they were in there today to check and make sure it held. So I haven't got a final report back from them, but they're up there. They're working hard on it. I think it's going to come in just fine. But yeah, so the new roof's got put on the fire station. So thanks very much for your support there, and hopefully we can move forward with that project in the future. We did get the grant application submitted for the WUI grant for Hoback Ranches up there. That's something that Commissioner Bowsman and myself have been working on with the collaborative, and so the grant application has been submitted, and we won't hear anything back from that until February or March or so. But hopefully we can get some good work done up there. Been kind of a busy month here, actually. In August, we had 19 responses, and you can see the breakdown there and just a variety of different responses. The biggest thing is we've been awful busy with car wrecks here in the last couple of months. So a significant increase in car wrecks.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's driving that, if there's an additional increase in traffic or what's there has been a lot of moose collision, especially during the eclipse.
Yeah,
and I just seen a new moose yesterday.
Saw them all too.
We saw two this morning.
Yeah, I saw one of them.
Yeah. So, and I think Game and Fish is looking at something there for maybe a long-term solution, but I haven't heard anything. But yeah, there's definitely an increase in traffic collisions, and you're right, with the moose have been part of it. Fire investigations. There was two fire investigations in August. Both of them were actually wildland fire investigations. One of them, we provided assistance for a fire up on Skyline Drive, and then the Forest Service investigator wasn't available, so we provided assistance on that one and did the investigation. And then there was another one with a power line or a power pole out between Daniel and Pinedale that we did an investigation on and confirmed what that was. Prevention. Well, our prevention program is going really, really well. I couldn't be happier with where we're sitting in our prevention program. As you can see, there was 36 smoke detectors that were installed in August, and that program is really starting to pick up. And I think we're able to support that need. And we're actually awarded a donation from Kitty, the manufacturer of fire grants, and they donated us 25 smoke detectors and combined fire alarms or seal alarms. So, I was very pleased to receive that, and the community has been very receptive to getting those installed. And like I said, over and over again, I've personally seen smoke detectors save lives, and there's no question about it. So we really do try hard to push that program. Public education event. We did our pancake breakfast here recently, last weekend, I guess, and that was well received. I couldn't be happier with that. There was a great turnout. And there's a lot of folks that brought the kids in, and we made kind of a family event. And it wasn't a fundraiser. It was strictly just here's some public education information, and We were able to get a lot of good interaction with the public and give out a lot of good information. We actually brought up, we did a joint venture. We brought up a trailer out of Sweetwater County. They've got, it's a camper, but it's set up to be similar to a house, and you bring the kids in, they kind of sit on a bench, and they learn, you know, some of the messages, but then there's actually a smoke generator, a sweet smoke, they call it, and you get down low and crawl underneath the smoke, and there's like a pot or a stovetop simulator with a hot pot, and you turn the handles in and you make sure the kids understand that. They fill the door for heat. They understand what smoke detectors sound like. They actually get a chance to dial 911. They crawl out of the house, and then they have a meeting spot outside of the house, and it's really just a neat experience. Okay. And
what age group was this?
Well, really, there wasn't any specific age group. Anybody and everybody that showed up, we encouraged to go through that. Yeah. But even, you know, young kids all the way through high school were participating in that program, so it was pretty well received. Yeah, public education prevention program is going very strong. Training program is going very, very strong too. Right now, we've got numerous concurrent classes that are going on for some of the more advanced stuff, and then we're currently in the process of planning for the upcoming firefighter recruit. As you know, every January we do a recruit academy. We've already got numerous new firefighters that are signed up for that and getting ready to start. And hopefully, the goal is we'd like to put on about 20 or 25 new firefighters come January. But the calendar and all the process and instructors and everything is starting to be planned for right now, and we're getting ready for that in that recruit academy in January. Training facility usage. Oh, the good news is we got everything worked out with the utility easement to get natural gas ran to the training facility. And as far as I understand, actually, today when I'm done, I'm going to drive out there and take a look at it. But as far as I understand, they're actually breaking ground and running the ditch witch down there and running the line this week. So hopefully that'll be installed. They did a gas pressure test there with Ultra. They went down and tested the pressure on the props that they've got installed for their industrial training. And from what I understand, they were very pleased with the pressure and the volume and everything down there. So everything should come together, and the meter will be installed here shortly, and we can start using that for doing some training. Then the next step is we got to figure out how to continue that gas line from the end of the props actually into the building itself and trade out for the current propane to natural gas and do some cost savings there as well in the long term. And I'm not sure what that's going to look like yet, but we're trying to put together a plan and figure out what we need to do there. Health and safety, planning for eclipse events and lots of meetings and getting ready for all that. One thing we're trying to do is we've got a lot of interest from our volunteer firefighters that would like to get EMT qualified, and the reason being is because of the increase in car wrecks and so on. It really makes sense that we've got some increased training and capacity for our volunteer firefighters. And so we're planning to schedule an EMT basic class. It's just the entry level EMT class that we've already got 12 of our firefighters that have signed up and expressed interest that they'd like to go through that class. So we're planning to move forward with that.
That's too. Really good.
Cooperative services meetings. That's, you know, again, I mention this every time, but that's a big part of my job, is just trying to reach out and meet with all our cooperating agencies and make sure that there's always a good contact and that we're communicating on a regular basis. And then volunteer hours. You can see in July there was a huge uptick. That's just some of our summertime activities. Most of that's probably related to the 4th of July demonstrations.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say?
Getting ready for the eclipse.
Well, most of that was administrative, but there's a lot of administrative meetings there. The volunteers, they spent a lot of time on 4th of July. In August, that dropped back down again, and then you'll see that go back up in September, and you'll really see that go up in October with Fire Prevention Week. So the last thing, and I don't have this on the agenda, I'd forgotten to put it on there, but I just wanted to give you an update on the radio contract that we've been working on. So last week I sat down, I had an opportunity to meet with Sheriff Lear and Dave Smith, and then we made a phone conference to Jack Hart, the radio consultant. He's completed the initial draft of the technical specifications for the RFP. We reviewed it in detail, spent several hours going over line by line and what was included in that, made some suggestions for improvement. He has since released a second draft of that technical specifications and just sent it to me yesterday. We haven't had a chance to review that yet, but I'd like to get something scheduled here this week with Sheriff Lear and sit down and go over that information, and I think we should be ready to move forward with that technical specification here real soon. Matter of fact, I'd like to ask for guidance, I guess. How would you like to move forward with preparing that for release? Do you want to review it yourselves and tell me what to do, I guess.
Well, I guess just meet with Sheriff Lear, and I don't know that we need to.
I would say you, sir, you're the leads on this. Advise us in this instance.
We'll definitely have mapped, review it with the county attorney's office, make sure all the
legal
jargon is correct.
When you're all done with that, will there be a financial picture of what this is going to cost?
Once we release the RFP, the bids will come back in.
We'll have it.
Then we can make some informed decisions on long-term planning.
Okay.
So this is a contract for the RFPs?
Yeah, it's basically it'll be a request for proposals for what the cost would be to implement the implementation of the system.
Okay.
How many vendors do you think?
The major vendors will be Motorola and Harris and Vertex and I'd say somewhere around six different vendors, maybe four or five or six. But I'd say we shoot for six and see what happens there. The other thing is I just got word this morning actually that the Easy Spectrum, the folks that did the FCC analysis on whether or not we could use the frequencies, they got back. I'm waiting for the formal final product from them, but the summary that I received this morning is that we have sufficient frequencies in Sublette County that we can relicense and use with increased output, and that we should be able to use the existing frequencies without having to obtain new frequencies. So I think that was the good news that we were looking for.
It
allows us some versatility, and we won't be hindered by the availability of frequencies.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for the final report back from them, but that was the summary that I received this morning. I think everything's looking good there. We're making good progress, and hopefully we'll be able to release the RFP. Here.
Yeah, just keep us posted on your progress. I think that's all you really need to do for us.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So, yeah, I'll meet with the sheriff here real soon and go over the second draft, but I think that should be pretty quick.
Okay. Very good.
I don't have anything further. Do you have any questions for me?
Is there Joe Sharkey's trying to work forward on kind of a parallel project, which you're aware of? Can you kind of reach out to him, because he's needing some traction too, and he's had some ideas, and I think if you two chat, it would be helpful for him.
Sure.
Because he was wondering how Tulsa's thing came out, or what it's looking like, and if any of the broadband can connect with this new system. Okay. And I guess, come up with a catchy name for this system.
Yeah, we need a name.
We're tired of going, the system, the what it is, so.
Sublink's already taken.
Not Wyolink.
Yeah, this is the non, the anti-Wyolink.
Anti-Wyolink.
So yeah, come up with a catchy name.
Kind of like Antifa.
We did discuss the potential for fiber optic and the towers. And it was very well received with Dave Smith and with Jack Hart. He said it would create a much more robust system, increase versatility, and allow additional capacity and allow a future expansion as well. So he said it makes sense, but it was a question of cost.
And we've had conversations with Union and CenturyLink, and they were interested in that conversation also. So I think Jack's your contact there. The other thing is touch base with him on draw a circle on priority which towers you would want fiber, 1, 2, and 3, so he could have a feel for which ones would be your priority. That would help. And then he would know which ones to link with the broadband situation. Yeah. If that's the direction we go.
Regarding your medical director situation, I think we're clear on the direction of that in terms of trying to contact Dr. Wallace and let him pursue with an application for what he needs for malpractice. We had indicated that we would take care of in the budget. A suggestion, if you talk to Dr. Wallace, you can have him call me. I think as far as his other needs are concerned, he might look at developing a proposal for the healthcare district to see what, if perhaps he could get services as an out-of-county provider to be able to utilize one or the other of the clinics in order to do physical stress testing and so on, because The Marlton Clinic is currently set up with the treadmill. Both clinics, I think, are set up to be able to do the stress testing. I know the Marlton Clinic has adequate room, space, time availability, and so on. And I would hope that that would be something that he could work with them on that would, there again, be a collaborative effort for something we can do to provide for need in our county, because we don't have it currently in terms of doing the firefighter physicals, and we need his expertise as well as his direction for both fire and search and rescue, and I'm sure law enforcement as well. So if you get, if you talk to Dr. Wallace, if he has any, I don't mind calling him. I don't want to preempt you. I'm on the radar with that. I'll be glad to talk to him. He can text me, whatever. And we want to try to get that in place for you for January.
Sure, absolutely. So I'll call Dr. Wallace today then and follow up with that and we'll see how that goes.
I think Casey needs to be part of that. Who else? It was
search and rescue.
Search and rescue.
Right. And so I think you're aware. So Enterprise Products, the midstream gas company, has donated a fit machine for audiometrics and also for respirator.
Yeah.
And that's all set up at the clinic here up in Marlton.
Yeah, and that's part of the picture. What we need, you know, the both clinics utilize outside physicians for services. Whether it's OBGYN, orthopedics, whatever. And I would think that this would just be another service. Okay. They have a rate that they could, what I'm suggesting is that Dr. Wallace be able to contract with them for the space, the equipment's there, because he's currently out of state,
right,
but it needs a place physically to do these things.
Gotcha.
And I would think that if they wanted to cooperate with us moving forward with this, it would simply be a matter of a contractual arrangement. What do they typically charge per hour, per half day, or whatever it is, for him to be able to utilize that space, just like numerous other physicians from outside the county do.
Okay.
And it would be, I mean, because that's quite a service. He's not going to be able to come in and independently set up to do that. But on the other hand, we don't have availability right now in the county for somebody to do that. We're short of physicians.
Right.
So I think he could work on that, and if he needs to contact me, we can.
Okay.
Be glad to.
Sounds very good. Anything further?
I think that's it. Anything further, gentlemen? Okay. Keep up the good work, Bart.
Okay. Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
Have a very good day.
We are. We're having it.
We got our first snow.
Yeah. Right. Sheriff, come on up. We're ready for you.
Thanks. Morning, Lance. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Keith. All right, so we're getting short and sweet. David set these up. Unfortunately, we're doing some testing today, so he wasn't able to be here. He kept all the specifics out this time, so it was just the nuts and bolts of the estimates, and we're trying to go two with E&L Motors, and then three with Castle Rock Dodge. So two Tahoes, and then three half tons, which are kind of our mainstay. We are pleased. So Castle Rock actually came in almost 3,000 less than what we were anticipating, and E&L was about 1,500 less. So
good. Perfect. How's that fit in your budget, Jerry?
Actually, I mean, we're really, really well.
Fit
so,
well?
Yeah, we're less than half of what we were thinking. So
yeah, we budgeted
350,
and we budgeted for more vehicles during budget.
Not knowing what you would need.
Yeah, not knowing what we would need. So we're well funded at this point, and part of that is that, you know, there has been a rotation. We got out of rotation. These guys have been trying to get back into rotation, but there's some factors there. We're not, you know, our use isn't as big as it was 10 years ago,
right.
You know, and some of those kinds of things. So we're able to, we don't have to take such a big bite. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Kudos to our budget strategy.
This is just a vehicle, though, then the setup of the vehicle will be on top of that.
Yeah, so the WAC, which does all the wiring and everything, that's an additional cost. This
does
is just
go to bid, or is it you just have a
We just have a contract with Wireless Advanced Communications out of Denver, Colorado, and they do all of our police vehicles. And then they'll come up and also service any problems, maintenance, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think we talked about this before. Is this one of those deals where you send it straight from here to Denver to save on the cost?
So E&L and Castle Rock will send it straight to Denver. They'll start the process of putting all the equipment in, and then we utilized Zane White's plane to fly four of us down. We brought four back, and it was a lot less expensive than having them shipped carrier freight up. So we paid for the fuel and a nice thank you, and so.
Terrific. Okay. You really don't need our blessing.
Okay.
But we'll give it to you.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Another vehicle question. I think Mary was made aware. Bill Cluck with the Rural Health Care District approached us and asked for a used vehicle for school. For their personnel, and I wanted to first get your feeling or blessing if that's okay. We do have a vehicle available.
Okay.
It isn't, you know, it's high mileage. We will stress that he can't use this for emergency purposes, but it would be, you know, good for a school vehicle transport to and from wherever they need to go.
Okay. If we don't have anybody else that is in need of that vehicle within our...
So let me look at my list.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when Bill talked to me, he was looking for a command vehicle.
Okay.
As opposed to a school vehicle. Right. Which is a different deal because a command vehicle is going to be low mileage...
For emergency response, and we don't have one.
I know when I talked to Dave, Dave had said we were still talking command vehicle.
Okay.
So let me look and see what I got on the
Why don't
list.
You bird dog that a little bit and make sure that we don't have another department that needs that vehicle.
And that's what I need to look and see what I've got on my list, because I'm still trying to gather up the vehicles that we need to either reassign or sell.
Okay.
Because we've got, you know, some that we need to.
Right, and this we don't.
And they're mostly junkers.
I just have one comment. As part of a larger collaborative effort, if we're going to do this, it sure would be nice, as we just discussed, that they might let us use their treadmill equipment, et cetera, for our needs. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, the other thing of it is too. I won't say that one.
Okay. Very good. Let's move on.
I have to think about that because I don't know if that's right or not.
Excellent.
But yeah, but let me check my list and I can get back to you soon on that.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm eager to collaborate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So let Mary bird dog that a little bit and then we'll go from there.
Perfect.
Good.
I
won't say that either.
And right now we don't none that are up for trade-in that we have. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, usually the hot deals are low mileage.
We were really pleased with last year's with Castle Rock giving us the mount for the Dodges. That was
well. In case you have to know, we have never done that before. We have never been able to accomplish that before, to make that trade in, and to get that kind of money.
Yeah, that was.
It was never ever, and it was the. Every administration has tried to negotiate that, some sort of a trade for those vehicles, because they're rocks around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, they're like, well, they, you know. So that was amazing to get that done, to get a trade.
It's Yeti now for whatever reason.
Yes, Yeti. Yeah.
Yeti.
Yeah.
Did they change the one in Jackson to Yeti too, or did they split it?
Yeah.
They did all of them.
All of them are Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know how they got over that hurdle, but yeah. Let's see. So that's all I had.
Okay.
Everything else is going very well.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Yep.
We have we received a complaint in the mail from a Bill Nisi.
Okay.
Do you want to fill us in?
Yes, and so I talked to Matt about this, and I think we're going to end up eating that bill and send him a reimbursement for that tow. We were not aware at the time that the town had put up the signs that now require a overnight permit. So I probably, in my haste, I would have done the same thing as the deputy did.
Sure.
Because that has always been public parking, you know, for as long as you need.
Right.
Why, I still haven't discussed this with the town, but why they didn't call after seeing the note on the windshield, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that poor communication on my part, I can, okay. We need to know, you know, beforehand, so, and should have followed up on that.
Okay.
So it wouldn't happen. But no,
You're in.
I'll send Mr. Nisi a letter back, and we'll reimburse him for the tow bill.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. I imagine you don't need that.
Nope, I've got one.
You've got one too. Yeah. All right. We all got one, huh?
All right. And I do have something that we need to discuss just a little bit during executive session.
Okay. Do you want me to hang around?
Yeah, I do. Okay. So I'd like you to stick around. This is concerning personnel. So I'll need someone to offer a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session pursuant to state statute. I can't quote it for you.
16-4-405.
What is it?
Two. 16-4-405-A-2.
To discuss personnel. Way to go, Mary.
Three's litigation.
I know what three is, and I know what two is. Those are the only things.
Put it on something, because we've been using it a lot.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.